is Al Simpson. Thanks to the leadership of President Bush, the U.S. has signed on to the largest nuclear reduction agreement in history. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bush, and Yeltsin have signed the mother of all arms control agreements. By the year 2003, the U.S. and Russia will have reduced their nuclear arsenals to 50% of the levels agreed to under START. They also agreed to be on track to eliminate all heavy ICBMs and all multiple warhead systems. During the last 40 years, Republican ideals have been paramount in our great success overseas. But here at home, thoughtful Republican proposals have been sitting untouched on the dusty shelves of the Democrat-controlled Congress. Ted, it was lefty liberals like you who fought tooth and nail against the policies that made it possible for us to win the Cold War. Don't make the same mistake twice by standing in the way of our proposed domestic reforms. Ted, past mistakes should serve you as a guidepost, but you Dems have turned them into permanent hitching post or a hydrant.
Al, President Bush deserves credit for negotiating that far-reaching nuclear arms reduction. So does Boris Yeltsin. Obviously, the Russian leader wanted U.S. aid for his own free market reforms. Frankly, the economies of both our nations will benefit from lower spending on nuclear weapons. Massive military spending bankrupted the Soviet Union and almost did the same to us. Let's hope the Russian reforms stay on track, Al, so the reductions in nuclear weapons will actually take place on schedule by the year 2003, as the agreement provides. That's still a long ways off, and lots of nuclear warheads are still on slender leash. A stable, democratic Russia is essential to give the whole world peace of mind in the nuclear age. Your suggestion, though, that the treaty's a precedent for action on the administration's domestic policy is preposterous, Al. First, you have to have a policy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on college sports and discrimination against women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.